Fred, just picture this. It's Thursday night. I'm at home in Clapham. I've got back from doing a serious F45 session. I've had my egg whites, my broccoli and my chicken, and I'm just chowing down on a grenade bar. Suddenly, the City Slickers WhatsApp group kicks off, and I just leave a little voice note saying, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. All of a sudden, Dunners, who's doing seriously well in the city, sends me a voice note saying, what are you doing this weekend? And I just say, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Dunners says to everyone, right, everyone get on a Zoom conference call right now. And everybody starts going, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Everyone gets seriously pumped, and we all arrange to meet at the ship at 12 p.m. on Saturday, and you can only wear a pair of boxer shorts and some flip-flops, and everyone just goes, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. I just imagine it's probably going to be the greatest weekend ever. I reckon everyone would do a bum funnel. It'd be seriously good. C.H.A.T. chat.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 9 of the Rig Biz podcast. My name is
Hello, Archie. Cousin speaking. Hello, Martin. Yeah, very well, very well. Yeah, I know. Absolutely stunning. It was beautiful. A lot of rosé, a lot of sang on sang. But listen, buddy, I'm going to have to call you back. I'm in the middle of doing a little thing. Obviously business. But listen, buddy, let's catch up tomorrow. I'll shoot you a invite via LinkedIn, and then we'll have some Zoom banter. Okay. You too. Love and champagne. Cheers.
Mate, who the hell was that?
Sorry, it's just a client. Business never sleeps.
Okay, well, mate, we're doing the podcast. Come on.
Okay, sorry. What were you saying?
I was just introducing you, Archie. How's everything going, sir?
Mate.
Obviously, you're busy.
So good. So good. The weather has been beautiful.
Too hot.
I've got to say, the best thing about the weather being this beautiful, I mean, 34 degrees. It is almost like I am back in Saint-Tropez or even Dubai.
That's a good point.
I was out on the weekend with my chica, and it was just great. All I needed for the whole day was a pair of short shorts, a shirt, like half sleeve tight shirt, a backwards cap and some flip flops. And that provided me everything I needed from the moment I left the house to the moment I came back.
Well, I saw that you went out for a nice romantic dinner, because I got a message from you about 1:30 in the morning on, well, Saturday night, Sunday morning, saying it's happening this week. So what do you mean by that?
You'll find out this week. I've bought the wedding ring.
You bought the ring?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's an exclusive. You bought the ring.
It's
going to happen.
It is. I got to say, it is pretty expensive.
How much did you spend?
Well, I'm not going to say that is.
Don't say.
Nearly 15k. Yeah, and that's just the diamond. Haven't even got the ring designed yet, which I'm hoping to put diamond studs around the ring.
How did you afford that? Business
is
going
so money. Yeah, it's just so money.
But mate, Q3's been harsh on everyone.
I've taken a lot of money out of AC Limited. But as my good friend, Charlie Hubert Smith said, getting married is an investment. And I'm doubling down, buddy.
Well, you're not.
She'll see the ring and she won't be able to say no.
Well, I did think that you were going to be getting married.
And once we're married, what is hers is mine. I'm basically building a business empire.
And she's got quite rich heritage, right?
I think so, from what I can tell. And I've checked out. I haven't actually met her father, but judging by his LinkedIn profile, he's swimming in the cash.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I did think that you were going to be
popping the cash. She showed me a picture of him on her phone, and he's got a signet ring.
Okay, well, that's all you need to see, really.
You know when you see someone and they just look like they've got a shitload of money.
Sweatback hair.
He honestly looks like me and him will have some seriously good banter.
Are you going to ask him before you ask her?
I'm going to drop him a message on LinkedIn this week.
That's quite casual.
Well, I think that's the way. It's old school. He's old school. We'll do it business way. You know, I'll say to him, look, you haven't met me, but can we meet in the Nedders for a little coffee? I'll obviously put it on expenses. And yeah, hopefully he'll say yes. He's a businessman. He'll say yes.
Well, I was thinking that you were going to put the question.
There's not many
week.
People that turn me down, Freddie.
No. Well, I was thinking you were going to put the question this week, and my mind was racing in terms of how could we help you out even further. And I thought, you obviously had a bad experience with that sort of dominatrix older lady a couple of weeks ago. You're about to spend the rest of your life with one lady.
Yeah.
And so I thought maybe...
Yes, I am.
Instead of being scared of your experience...
I'm not scared.
No, but of your past experience when you were in the single bed, you had to call a mummy. Maybe we could educate you, help you a bit further in the boudoir, sexual escapades.
Don't think I need any help in that department.
Well, mate, I've decided, and very kindly she's off to come on, the founder of the biggest sex party, sort of high-end sex parties in the world, Killing Kittens, her name is Emma Sale, and she's decided to come on. She's created, I think, the sort of the biggest network of people who are sort of free-shot and like, okay. You know, and hopefully she's going to come on, educate, entertain, and
we'll see. I mean, I like I said, I'm not sure I need any education. I've slept with a shed load of people.
Yeah, but
I've been told I'm a phenomenal kisser, and you can tell a lot by someone's kiss. If they're a good kisser, it genuinely means that they're probably really good in bed.
Well, the world's changed a lot.
I use a lot of tongue, put it that way. It gives them a hint what I'm like in the bedroom. A lot of tongue.
Well, should we get her on?
Like that. Look how quick that moves. Not many people have a tongue as quick as mine. Look at that.
Emma, thanks so much for joining us. You're a business lady extraordinaire who's made your name launching the elite global adult party brand Killing Kittens, which now has over 80,000 members globally. But before we touch on Killing Kittens...
Is that more than the Ned?
Probably. High quality and more women, to be honest.
Sounds decent.
So, Emma, one of the reasons we got you on, apart from to talk business, is because Archie's a big businessman outside the semi-pro rugby world. He's doing incredibly well in the city, and he's fascinated because...
I'm a member of the Ned. That's why I was asking, early doors.
But are you a member of KK? That's more important to honest, isn't it?
Well, I'm keen to be a member of any exclusive club, especially in the city.
Well, one of the reasons he's brought you on, Emma, is because he is just about to get married and he plans on staying with this lady for the rest of his life. But he had an experience a couple of weeks ago with an older lady who was into some weird and wonderful things. And so he's decided, or I've decided, to try and hopefully educate and, you know, inform him about how he can keep things fresh in the boudoir by joining something like Killing Kittens. So for those of us who are unfamiliar with Killing Kittens, can you explain to our listeners what it is, what it does, what's its USP?
I wanted basically to create a world where women were at the helm and it was a safe space for them to explore their sexuality and not be judged. And a big part of what we're doing, so you've got the full-on Killing Kittens parties, which is, yes, where sex goes on, and they're masked. But a big part of what we do in the whole tech platform is the kind of educational side. So this is where actually, you know, is where it's good for couples, like couples who are about to get married and stuff, because we do a whole range of different workshops and talks, and it's all, you know, everything from communication through to tantric massage or... you know, the art of foreplay and, you know, how to massage your vulva or your penis.
For instance, could I come onto the platform and maybe do like a webinar and talk to people about, you know, business?
If it's adult related.
Well, I mean, a lot of stuff I do on client meetings could be...
Could
be classified as adult meetings.
What would you recommend for a somewhat inexperienced person who's looking to explore their sexuality and the craziness which lies within?
I'm not inexperienced. I'm very experienced. If you ask any of the girls that go to Infernos, I'm very experienced.
Oh, Infernos! That was all my 20s. Wasn't it?
Yeah, it's a great place. I'm in my 30s and I still love it. I love going with the rugby boys, and actually, I find it's a place where I explore my sexuality.
I'm not going to lie, I explored a lot of my sexuality in Infernos in my 20s.
One thing I was worried about me, I don't know how much you know about me, but obviously I'm the CEO of Clapham. I've got nearly 33,000 followers on Instagram, and I get a lot of problems with people recognising me. Is that going to be a problem? I would classify myself as probably a C-list celebrity, with the C standing for chat.
Do you know what? It's funny because when we get A-list, they never actually ask that or are worried about that. It's the C-list, Z-list lot that think yeah. they're the bigger I am.
Well, the C stands for chat, because that's what I'll bring to the parties.
Emma, due to prep school experiences, Archie's hesitant to explore prostate stimulation. How would you convince him to let go of his sort of prohibitions and enjoy it?
You've just got to enter...
Sorry, I don't understand. What is prostate?
It's when... Has anyone stuck their finger up your bum before?
Oh, yeah. A rugby tour. Loads. Yeah.
There you go. But no,
that is such good banter when they do it. One time... a guy put a toothbrush up my ass and then made me brush it. It was so good. But what I didn't realize, I thought it'd just be my ass, but it was the whole rugby team. And it was, we had such a laugh.
And did you enjoy it though?
Yeah, yeah. I love, if that's the kind of banter that's being had there, then sign me up.
That is the prostate, exactly. That's where your prostate is.
How are the parties going ahead with the sort of the pandemic unfolding in our hands?
But the big offline parties obviously stopped middle of March. But we straight away in week one of lockdown moved to a virtual house parties, as we call it. And they've been going every Friday, and we do them in New York and Sydney time zones. What, and we do girls only one.
What happens on them?
A lot of nakedness.
I had a very similar Zoom call with the rugby boys. Yeah.
Similar, just with no toothbrush. Although, I don't know, there's been a lot of toys there up various holes. So similar, same when it comes to toothbrushes and dildos. So
this sounds like absolute C.H.A.T chat.
It's incredible. For a guy who's about to embark, hopefully, for a life with one lady, even though maybe not just sexually, what are your top three tips for really good sex? You know, in this day and age, a lot has sort of changed due to porn becoming a mainstream thing. But what are your sort of top three tips for men and women?
I can answer that. A lot of girls have said to me that it's just about getting on top and going as hard and as quick as possible. They love it.
Yeah, no. Did you know, because actually there's only about 17% of women will orgasm through penetrative sex.
I've never been with a girl that hasn't orgasmed.
Well, there you go. It makes you think. If you've been with lots of girls and you think 100% of them have orgasmed and it's just through you being on top, that's about 80% of them have faked it.
Well, the thing is, at school, a lot of the girls called me the vibrator, because I had this technique where I'd lie on top of them and I would just shiver. And that seemed to generate a lot of pleasure.
No faking.
They're bloody good actresses.
Had you noticed sort of a slightly off-point kink or fetish come to the fore during lockdown? I mean, you're locked together with your partner for 3 months. Surely penetrative sex and playing with the clitoris then becomes commonplace. There needs to be something else to give you a spark.
Well, do you know what? The workshops that we do that have sold out literally within 24 hours, and we've added more and more to, kink ones. So kind of the basics to rope, playing with rope, and just basic like spanking workshops. So
I quite like stuff with my tie. I like, because I'm a businessman, I do enjoy wearing my tie in the bedroom. It's something about it makes, I like the girls pulling it a bit tight and sort of telling me I need to do a better deal. The business needs to be done a better way.
In the moment, that's where mindful sex is all in at the moment.
Do you think that I'd have sort of quite a good chance of getting invited to the KK parties? I don't know if you've seen a picture of me. I've got an incredible chassis.
I think you might come across as maybe a bit pushy and all about you. I don't know.
No, I don't get that too much. My mum sometimes says I do talk too much about myself, but to be fair, it's a bloody interesting subject.
If you make it all about the girl that you're chatting to and what they want, then yeah, you'd be fine.
I know, but when I talk to my mum, I already know a lot about her. She's been in my life for quite a long time, so she's, you know, some of the stuff she pulls out, I've said, you've told me that before, mum.
Well, Emma, you've done an incredible job in every sense since launching 2005. Thank you so much for giving us your time.
Thanks, Emma. Guest. Love and champagne.
We'll put some links below for our listeners to get involved. Thank you so much, Emma.
That was interesting, Fred.
Educational? Did you learn something?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. I think I potentially could become the first male member there. She seemed to really warm to me.
Yeah, well, she sort of.
She really enjoyed.
I think she was quite insulted by some of your sort of views. And
her idea is actually so money. It is so money, dude.
What, the whole killing kittens
thing? Yeah, it's a pretty good idea. I had a very similar idea, the whole online community. I know she's doing sort of a adult Facebook, but I'm basically doing a Facebook just purely based on chat. And you can only get on the on that app if you've got seriously good chat. You know, everything has to be so money about you. It's not just the chass.
No.
It's not just the lid. It's not just the coin. Your chat has to be on fire. So basically what I'm trying to capitalize is like 0.5%. So we're probably starting in Clapham. 0.5% of Clapham will be on that app. And it will just be, it will imagine a WhatsApp group, very much like the City Slickers WhatsApp group that I'm part of, mm-hmm. where the chat is just next level. Mm-hmm. It's basically the Heineken Cup of chat. And very similar to her, it would be virtually based. We'd have chat seminars and like how to improve your banter. And it would be like, we'd look at subjects like rugby banter or like City Chat, and we'd host like events where you can improve on those particular subjects. Although a lot of the guys in the groups wouldn't need to improve. It would just basically be like just us getting together, just having fucking good chat. Commercial break.
I want to be rich. I want to be famous. I want to be worshipped from here to Cape Town to Natal to Joburg, from London to Paris. But how? How? I've worked so hard, but I can't find a way. And then I met a man who said three words. He said, "That's so money." The new fragrance from AC Limited will make you reek of success wherever you may go. The ladies will love you. The men will want to do business deals with you from here till eternity, my friends. Available in Harrods from the 24th of September. That's so funny.
So,
I'm excited about this. What is you look? This is going to be.
Well, I promised you a little something, and I didn't realize that the events which have unfolded have actually made this an even more stronger hand. Now, I decided that
it's my dad, isn't it?
No, I told you, mate, it's not your dad. It's not your dad.
I texted him today and he didn't respond, and that is so him. He will... Get him on.
It's not your dad, Arch.
Okay.
It's not your dad.
Okay, yeah, it's not my dad.
It's not your mum. I'll tell you what happened.
Is it not?
No. It's neither of your parents. What it is...
Why did you say last week it was my dad?
I said it's not.
Oh.
What I've done,
wonder
mate,
why he didn't reply.
Is I...
Must be busy.
I've decided...
That's typical him. He is always so busy.
You know...
That's where I get it from.
Archie,
I'm always busy. Like my, a lot of people say I'm like my dad.
Archie, you promised in week one that you were going to get a wife by week 10. Now, it looks...
Although he hasn't replied to any of my other WhatsApps.
It looks like you're going to have the missus, but are we going to have the stag and the best men in order? And so what I've decided is to get
on... Oh, no. I know it is. It's Buzzy B.
Well, okay. So I'll be honest with you.
Get him on. He loves the banter. All right, some of the gap year chat we'll
Arch,
have.
Arch, I'll be honest.
He'd be on the C.H.A.T app. Well, Buzzy B.
Archie, I'll be honest with you. I got his number from Blazers. I called him up and we had a really nice chat. He's a really nice guy.
Yeah.
But he
get
said,
him on.
He said he wasn't interested in coming on. Actually,
why?
To the contrary, your sort of banter and you talking about him, the stories you've said have had a real impact on his business. He's out in Singapore at the moment. And he just doesn't want to be a part of this at all. He's asked.
Okay, doesn't want to be part of the stag group.
Of your world. Your
what
business.
About the business opportunity? I wrote to him.
No, mate. He doesn't want to be part of your business world. He doesn't want to be part of your sort of friendship circle anymore.
Okay. That's quite Buzzy B. But I'll catch up with him. Well, so who is it?
I'm not sure, mate. So I decided what's next best. You know, what are the next best cabs off the rank? And I couldn't make my mind up between Benders.
Yeah.
And the fridge. Ask.
Oh, yeah.
So I've two of my
very, very good mates.
Well, mate, you'll be pleased to know that I've got both of them on the line.
No.
Right now.
No,
here
you haven't.
They're here.
Ah, boys, here we go. Get on. All above the banter train. Benders and fridge. And the fridge. Together again. The ultimate team. Team banter.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not still getting too excited. You have met Benders, haven't you?
Yeah. Benders is probably my... Well, it's hard. This is the reason we've got you on. I didn't realise, but basically, guys, you know I'm getting... Well, I'm about to get married. I'm about to pop the question. And Fred, obviously my first choice was my best mate, Buzzy B, but he's not available. So I've decided that basically it's between you two.
I'm shocked you've got a bird. So How the fuck's that happened? Because last time I spoke to you, you couldn't got a drill in a whorehouse. So how have you got managed to turn this round into getting married?
It's all about Instagram. It's all about Instagram, fridge.
What, you've been posting up pictures of my body with your face on it again.
Funny enough, big news in Clapham. Chloe started following me. It was big news.
Right.
Nick, your wife is still...
Yeah, she started following me as well, actually.
Did she?
Yes, she did. She wanted to see what a better, slightly smaller, balder rubber pair looked like. So she was straight on it.
That I've got to say, guys, that was my first worry. I know I'm sort of weighing up what, you know, your best qualities. Both of you have got terrible lids.
Yeah, I don't think either of us can disagree with that comment, to be honest with you. But, you know, mine at least is still hanging on with a bit of hair. Haskell's just looks like pubic hair.
Fuck, Pendleton, are you serious, mate? It looks like you've run so fast, your fucking hair's blown off the back of it. I didn't have that problem. I was not a mobile
operator. That's because I have run so fast. I haven't run backwards.
I didn't need to. Anyway, you know, if I was an engine room operator. If I could smoke people, that's what I did. You were all razzmatazz.
This is what it's going to be like on the stag do. Just the chat flying around, just with more beers.
When is the stag do, mate?
Well,
when is the stag?
Guys, that's what. Well, one of you is going to be best man. And you're going to organise it. Obviously, it's in Clapham, but I've looked at it, and I've looked at his rugby players first. Okay, you got Hask. He's a monster. He goes and turns over balls. He's a shrewd operator on the pitch. He was a big personality. But then you got Benders with the flair, with the wheels,
the skills,
the skills. So I'm just trying to figure out what that would bring to the best man sort of duties. Obviously. What I see this as is it's basically like Celebrity Apprentice, but with benders. And I'm Alan Sugar.
This is pretty simple for me, Archie. It comes down to reliability at the end of the day, doesn't it? Because in my opinion, your best man, it needs to be someone reliable, doesn't it? If you're going to choose Hask over me, right, what's going to happen is the day of the wedding, he's going to wake up, he's going to get a call from his agent, he's going to be like, look, Hask, I got an opportunity for you down in the local Waterstones in fucking Bognor Regis to sign a few autographs for £300. He's going to fucking take that without a shadow of a doubt over fucking being your best man at your wedding and putting out what I know would be an outstanding speech.
Yeah,
you know, there's no doubt in that. But you'd rather your best man there than not there, wouldn't you?
But then I think about, I guess I take it back to rugby benders. It's like reliability under the high ball. You both weren't great.
I want to be completely fucking honest here. That benders, right? You know, him and I, you know, work colleagues, associates. You know, we were mates until he got a bit big for his boots. But we, you know, I put it very clear. Benders has got exactly fucking right. If my agent gets a blower and somebody says there's an opening of an envelope, I'm fucking going to your wedding. I'm down there. I want to know that. I'm actually going to push Benders. The reason you want Benders, right, he's better looking than me. And anything that deflects away from your teeth, Archie, is a fucking good deal because your teeth are so yellow. The last time you smiled, traffic started to fucking slow down. So don't, but let's face it. Bender stands up there. He won't be able to speak, right? He fucking won't. No one will be laughing. You'll hear a pin drop. Stag do's going to be dull. He's got the wardrobe, so he's got the fucking red chinos and the slip-ons. I haven't got the wardrobe to hang out with you. But if we go straight to Vegas, I mean, you'll be single by the time you come back from the trip.
But Hass, that's what I kind of respect about you rather than Benders. You're a businessman. We understand each other on a business sort of level. I imagine if we go to the stag, it'll be sponsored by Grenade. That's what I like. Yeah. We can have all Grenade bars to kick off the day, just a protein, fill, and then we can hit the lash. Benders is second division France. He hasn't got any sponsors anymore. He would have been useful if he was at Clermont, because we could have got Under Armour involved. But now we've got Hask, who can bring Grenade, can bring barbecues to the party.
Tri-grill.
No, it's Traeger, lads. Traeger.
Traeger.
To be honest with you, nothing better to start off a stag do by doing a massive line of muscle machine mass from Grenade, just to really get you fucking powered up for that. Knock it down with some chocolate fudge, and then hit it straight onto the slat on the smash.
Because the way I sort of envision the stag do starting is that obviously a lot of the chassis monsters, the guys from my CrossFit team, are going to join. A couple of guys, I think you know them, Hass. They are all on. They do F45. So I thought we'd hit the common, just in a pair of rugby shorts and some trainers, do some sort of CrossFit all together with our chassis out. and then we'd go and have a good sort of protein.
Hold on, they do CrossFit and F45.
Yeah, mate, they're in seriously.
I thought you were either a CrossFitter or an F45er.
No, mate, yeah. Mate, you can do both.
Pays you. I got a question. I shouldn't laugh at my own jokes. What are we gonna do about dress sense though? Because I don't have that.
The beauty of Clapham. You don't need. I was out this weekend. All I was in is a pair of shorts. That's the beauty of Clapham. It will be this time next year. We'll just hit the common. The sun will be beaming down. We'll be topless. Just, you know, with a couple of battle ropes, some kettlebells, and a shitload of grenade.
Lads, can I quickly say, you know, the stag do is
Here he is, the Paino of the podcast.
Poor man's Paino. Lame-o, let's go.
The stag do is about a big night out. Now, you guys used to play together many years ago. Can you recall some big nights out you both shared on the sort of a messy dance floor or the back room of a pub?
Most of the nights out that I remember Haskell being always involved Lawrence Dallaglio. So, you know, there wasn't too many times where he wasn't on the old shoulder of Lawrence getting taught, yeah. You know, getting pulled under the wing by old Lolla.
Yeah. What happened at Bath, though? Didn't all of your nights out get a bit too punchy and you weren't allowed to have nights out anymore before you start coming to me on the old shoulder roll? Didn't you, you know, wasn't there just a little bit too much something flying around at Bath, wasn't it?
just a shitload of chat.
Yeah, that's it. Shitload of chat. Something began with C. There was a lot flying around. I think
chassis. Coin.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Hask, you got
That was long before my days, Hask.
Oh, come on, mate. That's what the PR spin. That's the PR spin. There, I like it. Yeah. It just, mate, you know. I know. I think Bender's night. Did we played? Trying to think. Do we do any age group stuff together?
Didn't me and Bender's took you down at Roslyn Park? I think I remember that.
Yeah, I remember. Did.
One of my, I think probably my greatest ever rugby memory was when Cheltenham College, a bunch of absolute nobodies, beat Wellington College with Haskell, Tom Evans. Who else did you have?
Dom Shabu.
You were all like 10 out of 10s, like, you know, you were like Abercrombie models. And then we turned up from absolutely nowhere, gave you a hiding, and all you left the pitch absolutely crying. I remember you didn't even shake my hand at the end of the bit.
Fuck off. I've never been that bloke. I was livid because, mate, a little bloke with no lid and a pot belly was sidestepping everyone, and you turned on to be one of the, you know, one of English's best fucking players. You should have played more times for England, but who was to know? You look like a builder.
But that, again, if we're going to talk about rugby, the problem is, if, you know, best man duties, Hask is known to be an absolute monster in the tackle, which is a good quality to have as the best man, not just on the pitch, but in the business world. But Benders, tackling hasn't always been, you know, your forte. Let's take Shabal, World Cup warm-ups. He ran over you. How can I trust you're going to put in the big tackles when it comes to the big day?
Mate, it's not the fact, you know, I might have missed a tackle, but if you actually saw the commitment I put into trying to make the tackle, you'd know I gave 100% effort, you know, and that's all that really counts at the end of the day, isn't it? Is you give 100% effort. You know, Shabal did end my international career. There's no escaping that. But at the end of the day, you know, fucking flew myself at him, just like I flew myself at a few of the Tuilagi brothers. And, you know, when you're my size, you generally come out as second best. But, you know, like a little bulldog, you come back for more.
Okay, that's a great answer, and I'm writing that down. This is a job interview, and that's a superb answer, I've got to say. I enjoyed the commitment side of it. Just another point I've got here, on obviously, you both know, I've got a lot of C.H.A.T. chat. And obviously, when I'm on the night out and I've had a few ales, I've chopped a few beers, and we've done a few bum funnels, which will definitely be happening on the stag do. A bum, you know what a bum funnel, don't you? Fridge?
No.
Okay, well, so where you would lie down on the floor, and I would take my pants down and squat over you, and then I would let my pint go down my back and through my bum crack into your mouth. The bum funnel, the ultimate rugby initiation. We always do a few on a night out. And they're bloody good fun. If you do a dirty pint, it's quite enjoyable. But what I want to know is, obviously, when the chat is flowing, I have been known to run into a few hockey boys and have some verbals. And obviously, I'm there in a tight top. I'm a target. I just want to know, are you gonna protect me?
Who, me or Benders?
Well, both of you. Question first to the fridge.
Well, if you're paying me, I'll protect you. I'm not going to beat up a load of little weedy hockey blokes just off the back of looking after you. If you want to listen, my quarter three has been an absolute shambles. My Soho House membership's potentially being rescinded at any time.
That's good.
So if you want to fund me to fill them in, I'm happy to stand up and do it for you. But I'm a businessman. I'm not getting beaten with hockey sticks just to look after you because you look like a nonce in a pink shirt.
But that's what a best man does, like best mates. That's.
I don't want to be your best man. I don't know why you've got my email address and why I'm on here again. I thought it was a chat with Benders about rugby. Like, I don't even understand how you've contacted me and how you keep getting hold of me.
Well, I spoke to Chloe on Instagram and she gave me all the details. And yeah,
did she do a bum funnel with you?
I mean,
you could call it a bum funnel.
I bet you Chloe's bum funnel would be a sight for something. It would be a beautiful sight there.
Yeah, I'm sure she would, Ben. I'm sure your wife, when she listens to this, will appreciate you fantasizing about bum funneling me.
Well, talking about a week Q3, you've obviously got a new podcast coming out called The Good, Bad and the Rugby. Was that completely inspired by getting more coin? Obviously, there were whispers that Joe was going bust. So how's that sort of come about?
Well, unfortunately, I can't say too much about it. I mean, I will say actually on the Good, the Bad, and the Rugby is launching. It's a complete replacement for the old podcast. I won't even mention their name, so that we're done. So the team's back together. I think I'm quite excited to see how it goes. But I will say this: if we can set up at the wedding reception or the stag do a book signing for my new book, I'll take the reins as best man. See if I can get some coin on the side.
That is doable. Nick, have you... I guess there's no point you doing a book. Benders, the thing is, obviously, my friendship with The Fridge is on another level. It's very much business oriented. Like, I'm pitching another ITV4 to the boss of ITV with me and Hask, and it's called You've Been Bantered. It's a replacement for Punked. Basically, I go around and I cheat with like guys' girlfriends, and they come back to find me, and then Hass comes out and goes, "Ha ha, you've been bantered."
I think we might go to drawing board with some of the ideas.
Hey, this sounds like your future wife you're about to marry is going to love this one.
She's really behind me in work wise. She supports me in any decision I want to do. I'm going to be honest with you.
I think Benders should be the best man for your first wedding, and I'll do it for your second or your third.
This doesn't sound like a bad idea.
I think.
Guys, I'm just going to give you the rundown of the squad so far, just to give you the names, the caliber of the kind of guys that are coming in the stag. So to start with, a big name at the top, Max Evans. He's coming. He's going to come and enjoy some plank.
He knows about a bum funnel from the looks.
He's already said he's looking forward to doing some, and also doing some plank competitions. He's a big fan of them. Then we've got Jim Hamilton, Jeremy Irvine, the A-list celebrity from the main lead in Warhorse, the movie. We've obviously got Paul Dorian Jones, James Haskell's very good friend, Freddie Burns, Rhys Priestland, Ollie Barkley, Dave Flatman. Are we missing anyone? Ollie Pope.
Tom May. Ollie Pope. Rob Shaw's coming.
Yeah.
Danny Kerr. Kersey. Danny Kerr.
Yeah. Kersey's coming. And also, there is a spot for Jackman as well.
Oh, mate, Jackman, he would fit straight into the crew. I tell you what, if you went to Gap Year, but you'd have to have everything responsibly sourced and possibly wear a hemp suit and maybe drink some vegan juice, if that such exists, I don't know.
He actually knows his way around Inferno, so he could be a good deputy for one of you. But what I am thinking, because the banter has been just so money on this podcast, what I'm thinking is, I could make you both best man, because if you put yourselves together, you'd be the ultimate rugby player.
Yeah, I think we would complement each other quite well.
Do you want to just try and practice what you'd say at the wedding, like a sort of two minutes opener? I don't know if Benders, you want to go first, and then Hask, you come in afterwards.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, Archie always said that he wanted someone, you know, intelligent, handsome, you know, someone with a lot of chat. Good rig to be their best man at the wedding. So, you know, that's why I've taken this role into my own, and I'm gonna give everything I can to make sure that, you know, I at least get a few seconds of the limelight before Haskell interrupts me and takes the next 2 hours into his own.
Okay, the decision of making you both best man is a great decision, because, Nick, that's a weak start, but I'm confident that The Fridge will be able to come in afterwards and keep the crowd interested. Well, luckily, we've got The Fridge. I'm going to have to pay as well, Nick. So you might have to chip in because, like the fridge has said, if he's going to do this, he's going to have to be paid. So that's part of your best man sort of duties. You'll be paying Hask with me to make sure that the speech is delivered.
Well, I would say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, hopefully all of you have woken up for that coma that my partner in crime's put you in. It was a very emotional opening speech. Even the cake's in tears. Thank you. I was told by Archie not to to share any embarrassing stories. So that's it for me. Thanks for listening. No, I'm only joking. It's obviously a great opportunity to be here. I'm surprised as anyone that he has a wife, especially as good looking as she is, especially with those teeth, Archie. My first wedding present is to take you to see a horse dentist. We'll get them filed down into normal size. I really, really I want to take the great honour of saying thank you so much for asking me to be best man. I don't really know you. I've actually been rented for the evening, but I hope that you'll join all of me in raising a toast to, what was your name again?
The Archie magician.
Curzon. Archie Curzon, the magician, self-proclaimed. Ladies and gentlemen, Chung Lee and the magician.
Chung Lee, that's Wenli, that's Blazers' wife.
Oh, Wenli, sorry.
Wenli, that's Wenli, is Blazers' wife. She'll be there, you'll meet her. She's a lovely, lovely lady. I think her kids, one of her kids is going to be bridesmaid. I think this could work. I'm guessing you guys are keen for the stag.
Yes. I mean, it depends where it is, actually. Yeah. I don't want to say yes. You know, I'm quite busy, so.
Is there anyone on that guest list that you're slightly concerned of? I think there's some good people there. I think Max Evans could be a great, great. He's coming on in a couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to
him. He could be the social secretary, definitely on recent things. Don't let him
from from some of the footage I've seen lately of him, yeah, I would say I'm a little bit worried about him.
Yeah, don't let him near the strippers, because apart from that, I think I'm obviously Dozer, very excited. Bender's very excited. Danny Kerr.
Caresy.
Had a real good-looking element to it.
About Burnsy?
Yeah, Burnsy does well. For a man that looks like Gaddafi, he does very well. you know, which is pretty incredible. He's a lovely guy.
What about is it going to be awkward with Big Jim there? Obviously, he's has a rival podcast. Is that going to be okay? Are we going to put the podcast aside and just have a good night of Lash?
Yeah, it's a bit like, you know, Harrods. Harrods doesn't worry about Lidl. I'm absolutely fine with what Jim's doing. I think it's a very nice point.
Hask, that is good chat. That's the kind of chat we want. Nick, I hope you're listening to Hask. You're going to be writing these down. Your chat has to be on fire when you get there.
Writing all this down, mate. I'm writing all this down.
Perfect. Well, look, I think that's sorted. I'm really excited. I'm going to put up on my Facebook status and my LinkedIn status that I've now managed to get one celebrity and Benders to be my best man.
Guys, thank you so much for coming on. We'll be in touch about the stag do in a short while.
I'll see you keynotes later.
See you, mate.
Cheers,
guys.
Again. Cheers, Benders. Cheers, guys.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. That's good. Big announcement. Coming to Clapham soon. The loosest stag do known to man.
How much are you going to have to pay,
Haskell? I reckon a few guys want to have a race with Benders and see how quick he is over 100 metres. I wonder if he slows down when he's had a few beers. He probably will. That's probably when I try and race him. I probably won't drink the first bit of it, give him a few beers and then challenge him, and then someone to film that, and that will be a great Instagram video.
Do you have any idea how much Hask is going to invoice for you after the stag?
Money's not an object. You know, I understand Hask. He's a businessman. That's the beauty of what's the saying. We understand each other. If he's providing a service, then he wants to be remunerated for it. So, yeah, I'm happy to spread. He's a mate. I want to give him money, if anything. If there's anyone in the world I want to give money to, it's my best mates. Sometimes I do that when I'm out with the rugby boys. They'll say, oh, I've got no money. Don't worry. I'll get the rounding, guys. Don't worry about it. And then I'll pack the whole night. I'm sort of funding their night. And actually, they really appreciate it because I'm funding fun.
Okay, I see what you've done.
Fun
there.
Ding.
You're putting the ding in funding.
Yeah.
Or you're
putting
the fun in funding.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
It's going to be, I'm really excited. A little bit nervous because, you know, my life's going to change, get married. But I think I'm more excited now about the stag than the wedding. Mate, thanks for organising that.
Not at all.
That potentially has got you secured your place on the stag.
What do you mean secured my place?
Well, I told you, earring. It's got to come out if you're coming out.
So, Archie, that brings us to the end of another wonderful episode.
Pod.
I mean, we had some big names on that, didn't we?
That pod, people will be writing on the comments, and they're just hashtag so money, that pod.
Well, you, I must say, mate, you are looking jaded, a bit tired, a bit scared.
Got a lot on my mind. Got a lot on my mind. Well, I'm a bit. Business is picking up, mate.
Well, it's getting to the
business. If we're
going to
get out of this, you know, recession, then I've got to be motoring, and I am.
But you're not.
BD. I'm melting the phones.
But you're not a bit worried about, you know, you're signing your life
not,
away.
I'm not worried about it at all. No, why would I be worried? I'm getting.
Well, you just look.
I've got a stag sword. That's going to happen.
You look a bit angsty,
Freddie. Try and walk a day in my shoes. I'm an influencer. A C-list celebrity.
At a push.
A semi-pro rugby player and a businessman. And I run my own company, AC Limited. I'm trying to produce an app and get married at the
and
same time.
And CEO of Clapham.
CEO of Clapham. That's a bloody good job. So yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm just, you know, I'm up against it at the moment.
I think the listeners...
We are steaming into Q4 and it's got to be big.
I think the listeners will want to know, what are your... Because by the time this comes out, maybe you've already done it, maybe you haven't. But what are your plans? Can you give us...
Top secret.
You can't say?
No. Got to meet her dad.
Will it be in Clapham?
Who knows? Yeah, of course it will be.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's incredibly exciting.
Probably in the bandstand. I've always imagined I'd get married on the bandstand in Clapham Common.
Well,
it's a beautiful area.
Well, mate, I can come play some music in the background if you want a bit of guitar.
No, well, this is top secret, but I have emailed Nickelback to see if they are available to do an acoustic set.
Okay.
Never minded as a blind man. Never made it as a poor man. Can you imagine that? And I just get on the one knee and I say, Chica, it would be so money if you marry me. And she'll say yes.
Well,
she'll see the ring, which is expensive.
Yeah, as you said. Well, Archie, thank you so much for joining
us, mate.
I sent
the ring to a lot of my WhatsApp groups. And I tell you who likes the ring, Cornelius.
Of course he does.
Yeah.
Well, mate, we can't wait to hear all about this next week. It's been a brilliant episode. Wonderful to see you. Please, guys, don't forget to like, share, subscribe and comment because it really helps us out. Until
I'm probably going to go back and have a sweet potato, carrot and banana shake. Just going to do a big workout tomorrow morning, so that's good carbs to take
Maisie.
On. With Maisie, yeah.
Okay,
working.
Awesome.
First hour is just chassis. Second hour is just left side, left passing, left kicking.
That is incredibly incredibly exciting for all the listeners.
If anyone wants to catch me, I'm there about 4:30 on Clapham Common.
Okay.
In the morning.
Well, that is Friday morning for those who are interested. For those who
guys,
aren't,
have a good
I
one.
Don't blame you.
Have a good one.
See
enjoy
you guys
enjoy the
week.
Weather.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the pod and thank you so much for listening. We'd really, really love it if you could all get behind the Move for Zoe campaign, which is taking place this weekend. All you have to do is go run 5K, 10K, do a workout in the garden, do a bit of CrossFit on the common, just do a bit of sport, shave some stuff off the shares, and then donate £10 to Move for Zoe. The link is in our bio on our podcast, the Rugbiz Pod Instagram page, and is also only a Google away. That's Move for Zoe. Zoe was a great school friend of mine and sadly suffered a brain hemorrhage in August 2019 as a result of previously undetected acute leukemia. She was urgently admitted to the intensive care unit in Charing Cross Hospital, but incredibly sadly passed away 25 days later without recovering consciousness. So please all give generously, get active, get involved, please donate, and we'll see you again next week. This will be an everlasting love. This will be the one I've waited for. This will be the first time anyone